February 1st. Welcome, members. We are convened simply to adopt committee rules today, and then let members go to their other committees that they're scheduled for at this time. So we have the rules before us, and Mr. Co-Chairman would like to make a motion.
Mr. Co-Chairman, I move the rules as presented.
The motion has been made. Are there questions on the rules? The rules are consistent with our past practices and no major changes. Mr. Rocco?
Mr. Chair, there's no major changes, but I would like to point out in rule number 7, there is a slight change that says, second sentence, in the absence of a quorum, the subcommittee may still receive public testimony. And we have included that so that we do not have to do this thing about opening a subcommittee, the subcommittee, which really doesn't exist. So now under that rule, you can start right away to take public testimony, regardless of how many people you have.
I'm sure the subcommittee co-chairs like that rule.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just a question, Mr. Rocco. Is that because the Senate always struggles to
get...
I withdraw my question.
I do have a question. So that would allow the two chairs of the subcommittee to call a meeting or a hearing on 1 hour notice any time of the day or night once we go up to on 1 hour notice and have a hearing and move it forward. Is that correct?
Ms. Kutcher, you want to respond to that?
First of all, the subcommittee chairs could not call a meeting without the approval of the co-chairs of the committee. I think the rule is actually more tending towards real practice, because I think our real practice has been that if we have people waiting out there and we're one short from a quorum, we still have a public hearing.
As your co-chair often opines, I may be somewhat cynical, but it seems to me to open a door awfully wide here.
And Mr. Chair, this wouldn't allow a full public hearing. It's just to take public testimony, so no action could be actually taken.
Sir Josh, please.
Would it be possible to make that more explicit in the rules? I don't want to hold up adopting these, but if there needs to be some articulation with more specificity, maybe that would bring comfort.
Tell you what, folks, what we could do is adopt the rules as the motion, and we can always change the rules, but the reason to adopt the rules today is so our subcommittees can start work. If that is acceptable to the committee, we can continue this discussion. We can try to draft a different version of rule number 7 that would address this and bring it before the committee and try to get more reassurance at that point.
That would certainly satisfy my concerns.
For the purpose of this short session, that would satisfy me as well, particularly if the co-chair and presiding co-chair would articulate what Mr. Rocco said on the record.
Thank you, Senator. For the record, the rule number 7 is intended to address current practices, to receive information on information only. No action could be taken by a subcommittee without a quorum.
Thank you.
Further discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Co-chair, I'm going to be no, I tell you, because I'm troubled by that. If that's our current practice, we should knock it off. The fact is, people come many miles to testify. The quorum of the committee should be there, and if it's not there, then we need to delay and get a quorum there. And while I understand that from a voting standpoint, a quorum should be present, I can imagine subsequent legislatures forgetting what they promised and public testimony being accepted with one person sitting there. And other legislators too busy, or an agenda in the short session so broad that members can't arrive. But I tell you, this troubles me on many different fronts. If the public is going to be there, then I think members who are present in the building and conducting business need to show up.
Thank you, Representative. Again, I believe the intent is to respect the people who have traveled here to testify. I do understand your concerns, though, and I do agree attendance is important, and members should be at their subcommittee hearings. I do agree with that. Further discussion? Objection to the rules. Representative Witsit, McLean, And the rules are adopted. And with no other business in front of the committee, we are adjourned. Thank you. Until Friday.
Are you welcome back?
Until Friday.
Are you welcome back?